Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom. I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Friday, October 20th, 2023. Hi, Butch.
Hi, Melody. How are you today?
I'm just peachy.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I love peaches and cream. Yeah.
Glad
you're feeling so well. It's Friday, and you got all weekend planned. It's party time, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I just party till the cows come home.
Oh,
but let's go ahead and party about gold. Gold is back up off the high. I mean, we almost hit 2,000 today, but 1980, not bad. Silver's up 34 cents at $23.45. Platinum was up 5 at 907. Palladium was down 15, 1,123. The USDX today was down 0.05, but 106.18. Crude oil was down 35 cents at 89, so broke down through 90 today. Paper markets today, let's see, where are my numbers here? Paper markets today, the Dow closes nearly 300 points lower after the 10-year yield topped 5% for the first time since 2007. The S&P was down 1.25%, and the NASDAQ was down 1.5% on the day. European markets were all negative, and they were all down at least 1.5% or close to it. Asian markets were all negative. They were all down, the big ones, the ones that we follow, you know, just shy of 1%, maybe 0.75%. And as I said, you had the 10-year yield pop over 5% today, but it did retreat a little bit, 4.90. Oil today, or I should say natural gas, is also down 2.92, just a little under 1%. So, typical Friday. So much of the news is based on what's happening in Israel. Everybody else is pretty much ignoring what's going on. But there are concerns about worst case scenario could mean $140 oil. Jordan fears the worst is coming in Gaza war. I mean, the headlines are all related to what could happen if they don't contain. And Butch, I don't know about you. I don't know if you watched Biden's speech last night, but I didn't understand why they had the White House in pink.
Okay.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know if you tell me.
Yeah, I have no idea why it was in. I guess I could Google it. I never, you know, because to me, pink is girlymon.
Well, that's about what it is anymore in America. That's your military even use that whole. So, yeah. Okay.
Girlymon. Girlymon pink. I like pink. It's a girly color. Well, pink is for girls, you know.
That's what they say. I had no idea it was pink. I didn't watch the speech. I don't think I could stomach it, so I didn't watch it.
Well, you know, it just wasn't. Oh, okay. Well, this makes a little bit sense. But you think they would have made. I don't know why they pronounce that so much, but it was in because of the Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Well, they should announce that.
And the National Mammography Day on October 20th. So, okay, that makes sense now. But it's kind of odd because they kept showing the White House at the same time that he was giving the speech. So I thought those two were kind of more related than, and there was never anything underneath the picture saying why it was pink. So, but I listened to most of the speech and it was, to me, it was pathetic. And it was all about more money, more money, more money. And, you know, to me, Butch, I swear, if there is AI, that they're using AI, I could have sworn they probably used it last night. I don't understand how at times he can barely put a sentence together. And then other times he is, you know. Normal.
I don't know. And of course, you hear all about body doubles and stuff. Who knows? I don't know.
Well, I do think he does have a body double for when they show him riding.
More than one of
for
them
when he's track. Riding bike. There's no way that man can ride a balance a bike. No way. No way. He can barely. He shuffles.
Oh yeah.
He can't. He can't keep his balance. So how do you ride a bike?
Anyway. I agree.
Anyway, so that's, you know, pretty much Jordan's dropped out, loses third vote.
Yep.
And he did a conference this morning, a press conference this morning. It was the oddest press conference. I mean, it was just like, you know, it was all for the American people. We got to go to work for the American people. I'm so sick of hearing them saying how hard they work for the American people. But anyway.
Yep, I understand.
What do you got?
I got a lot. We got a lot to talk about. But
it's, well, go for
but
it.
Working for the American people. We can't stand any more help, Melody.
I know.
Please quit helping me.
But it's like we are peons, the American people.
We are peons. We are peons.
I know.
You ever watch old comedy team Laurel and Hardy? You remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, and he'd get mad at Stanley and say, just quit helping me, Stanley. Another fine mess you got me into. I mean, that's just quit helping us. You're killing us, man. Just quit. But anyway. We'll start with something that's not financial up front. Well, it is financial, but it's not directly concerning what now is happening in our economics today. But WEF whistleblower warns a globalist plan to microchip population. Folks, this is, I'm not making this up. This is for real article. Globalists will attempt to coerce populations to inject implantable microchips under the skin in order to access CBDC and UBI, warned German economist Richard Werner. Werner claims RFID featured on credit on debit credit cards are conditioning people to gradually accept contactless interactions as normal. And that's a fact. The Global League plan to coerce people. Find the other thing. Okay, yeah. Said German economist and former WEF global leader for tomorrow, turned whistleblower Richard Werner, urged caution on emerging technologies during a discussion last year at the International Service Summit in 2022, saying, WEF has purposely stopped short of showing people what a central bank digital currency will look like because it will involve an under-the-skin implant about the size of a grain of rice. And that grain of rice is your entire wallet? The interviewer asked Werner, who to which he replied, yes, it's your digital ID, your wallet, it can be your passport, your key. That should get our attention, I do believe. The WF's planning that. I think that should get our attention. As a matter of fact, Klaus Schwab just signed a paper. I don't know how he gets how he thinks he gets the authority to do this, to reinstate the draft in the U.S. Now, I don't think he has that authority. But for him to even consider that, it makes me concerned this could happen very soon. Any comments, Melody?
No, sir.
I think we need to pay attention to what's happening around us, folks. I mean, we're being distracted in a lot of different ways. And they're not, and the distractions with Ukraine, of course, Israel, and both of them are major, major, major problems. But when they're doing that and getting their eyes on that, what are they doing behind their backs? You just can't trust these. Well, I'm trying to be a nice person here. You just can't trust these people. Their goal is to enslave us, and they're doing it one little bit at a time. But now they're taking bigger bites because they can. Took a long time to get us in the position where we just bow down and worship their feet, so to speak, wear the mask and take their vaccines. And now they're ready to chip us, to take a microchip. They're ready to distract us and take us on down. But nonetheless, that's where we are. This article is entitled, "This is Why Gold is Rallying." And it is rallying. Well, it's regained all loss last couple of weeks, hasn't it?
It's up $150 a couple weeks.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It says, good morning. There's a lot going on, and gold is finally reacting to it. You would be right to ask, why now? And what has changed? Everything happening is bad, but not new. What is different? Here's precisely what has changed. The world is waking up to gold as a formal replacement substitution of U.S. treasures as a world global reserve asset. On the surface of it, a very early buy season is kicking in. But here's a catalyst. This is what is different. This is what no one's talking about, but everyone is paying attention to. A story by Reuters implying that China may issue gold bonds. Now, folks, it's been a long time since that's happened. And starting a realization that gold may finally be formally launched as a reserve asset. This is an attack on the U.S. Treasury dominance as global reserve asset. Here's a phrase that Reuters to the story posted just hours ago that matters. In a war with the U.S. over Taiwan, China will need to create a global network of companies under U.S. sanctions, seize American assets within its borders, and issue gold-denominated bonds, according to Chinese government-affiliated researchers. This explains why gold is rallying. While treasuries are selling off and why China may continue to dump them along with the rest of the world at a more accelerated pace. This is precisely why. Gold Fix predicted this in January, right on Zero Hedge. We actually thought the U.S. would do it in reaction to China's monetizing gold, but not China first. But this shows China is serious and not waiting anymore. This is also how they can internationalize their yuan while keeping many of their capital controls in place. Very smart move on China's part. Gold-backed bonds. Wow. Melly, how long has that been? Since anything back in bonds.
Well, has it been done yet?
According to this, they are in process right now. We'll soon find out. But they say that's why gold is starting to rally some, because they can see there's going to be a demand for it, bigger demand.
No, that's, I mean, really, all things are possible. But I've heard, it's funny. When you see gold rally, the amount that it has rallied in the past couple of weeks, all of a sudden you hear all of these different stories. I hear people asking me these questions. So I know there's other people out there that are saying these things and asking these questions and so forth. And I think it's all great. I think it's awesome. Possible, but the reality. What's the reality? We all know that China will do whatever it has to do, but they got a lot of problems on their own. And so there isn't going to be anything that changes in our monetary policy or systems until some sort of major collapse happens globally. Then you'll see these other countries and so forth rush in to boot the U.S. dollar. Certainly we've seen a pull away. Certainly we've seen, you know, Russia and, you know, all the BRICS and so forth. But you still got India. You know, they've got a big power on, you know, who they, you know, trade in currencies and so forth. They don't want to do anything to upset the U.S. and whatnot. So, yes, the dollar will have to have some major or the U.S. or whatever, or the world globally will have to have a total collapse. Then you'll find things. Then you'll see all these various programs come out to where they actually mean something and take note. I mean, we have no doubt that China would love to see the U.S. fail. We have no doubt that the whole Middle East would love to see the U.S. fail. But
true.
You know, so, you know, I take those stories with a grain of salt, and there's signs that things are changing. That's what I always take. Things are changing. Things are going to change. And you better wake up.
That's true. Now, am I correct in saying that gold is only about $90 away from a new record?
Pretty much.
Well, in 2007,
yeah.
It was a record.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's 1980 now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's only $90 away from a new record. That could happen next week.
Sure.
Yep. What
Absolutely.
Can I say?
Absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, but I think the reason gold is going up now is because, you know, it is the true currency, and it's responding to the war. It's responding to a possible $140 oil. It's responding to, you know, and everything else in the background. We can't even get a Congress together. I mean, and for nations to move, I mean, my gosh, why wouldn't they be doing all this stuff now when you got Biden in office, when he,
I agree.
It's shameful.
It's totally
embarrassing.
Agree. Well, I know that we keep urging folks to buy when it's down. It may come down again. It may, but I don't think it's going to ever drop down to anywhere near it was 20 years ago. No way. It's just the dollar is becoming more and more worthless every day. And on a sign of another sign of maybe some slowdown in the general area, go ahead.
And I just want to say one thing when I said that, you know, people, you can always tell when gold's up 150 because, you know, people start saying things and give these predictions and so forth. You know, one of the most asked questions that I've had in the past couple of days. So I know there's somebody out there that is telling people that whenever you buy gold and silver, make sure that you know what the markups are, what this is and what that is and so forth, and the percentage and so forth. Usually those are the guys or the ones that steal from you. They confuse you.
Oh, they do
that.
And
the bottom line is it doesn't matter what the markups are. It's the bottom line of what you pay. Because wholesalers are different. And it's none of anybody's business to know how many wholesalers I work with. It doesn't matter. The bottom line is what you pay. So if you're going to go walking around and listening to these people who say this stuff, get the bottom line. Bring me a price. Let me quote my price. And then you tell me if I'm high or if I'm low or whatever. It's like when you go buy a loaf of bread. Do you care what the wholesalers charge? No, your only concern is what that grocery store is charging you. It's the same thing. So I know there's someone out there that is saying, because I must have had, 10 questions of, do you? And it's like, no, this is the price and so forth. So again, I know when gold moves as quick as it did and has, you're going to hear all kinds of weird stuff. Do this, don't do that. Do this, don't do that. The only thing that you should do is call me. But anyway, go ahead, Butch.
Well,
I'm
that's
done
what
with
I
my
say.
Rant.
You're almost always had the best price, but the service is what's really important, too. Are you getting what you asked for in a timely manner? I have seen in the past, and I know you have too, people have ordered medals, and it took weeks, sometimes months, to get the medals. That's not good, because until it's in your hand, you don't really have it. Now, that's just the way it is. You put it in a safe deposit box, you really don't have it. If it's not in your hands, in your possession, when you lay your hands on it any time, it's not really yours, is it, Melody?
That's very true.
That's about as clear as I can put it. I know we got to go to break in a second, but after the break, I'm going to cover the fact that there's an electric slowdown. Tesla, General Motors, and Ford are slowing down on developing EV vehicles.
Yeah, after billions and billions of dollars have been spent putting in all these electric charging places and everything else. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you, never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. And, well, McDonald's. Do you know about McDonald's, Butch? And then I'll let you go.
McDonald's.
Global empire is tearing itself apart.
Because supporting Israel?
Over Israel and Palestine.
Yes.
Yep. All right, go ahead.
What can I say? This is heating up worldwide, Melly. This is affecting Europe, the U.S. I mean, it's affecting a lot of people. It really is. But anyway, back to the story. Electric slowdown. Tesla, General Motors, Ford hit the brakes on EV production. And you mentioned there's been billions of dollars put in the production line itself, not to mention the charging stations, but Tesla, General Motors, and Ford have reportedly hit the brakes on electric vehicle production, citing concerns of economic uncertainties, fears of a slowdown in EV demand. On Wednesday, Tesla joined General Motors and Ford in being cautious about expanding EV production capacity, with company CEO Elon Musk saying he was worried that higher buying costs would prevent potential customers from affording Tesla vehicles, according to a report by Reuters. People hesitate to buy a new car if there's uncertainty in the economy, and no joke. I mean, if the price of cars day, I don't want to be going into top speed into uncertainty. Musk also mentioned that he wants to wait and see how the economy goes before he ramping up Tesla's planned factory in Mexico. I know for a fact from knowing some gentlemen that sell automobiles, nobody wants to buy the electric vehicles in our area. Now, that isn't always 100% true, but very few people are buying them. They don't want them. Some people have bought them and brought them back already. So maybe perhaps we need to rethink this, folks. And if General Motors, Tesla, and Ford are slowing down because they don't see a market for them, maybe that should tell us something. Mel, anything on comment on that?
Yeah, but I don't know how much of these strikes have impacted that, though, too. So, but I think it's probably a combination. But, yeah, I mean, who wants them? Who wants to be able to drive 200 miles and then sit for a half hour and charge it?
If you get that far, I mean, they'll find out they don't go, they run about half as far as you should on some tests I've been reading about. They have they match a truck to truck, Ford, one with gas, one with electric. Both of them should cover the same distance. The EV only made about half the distance. So that'll tell you something right there. This will make us feel better, folks. Hip, 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 hooray. Biden regime plans to provide record 6 million illegals free medical services, food, and housing. Oh, wow, we can afford that. Immigration and Customs Enforcement is overseeing 5.7 million non-detained migrants in the U.S. I like it, non-detained. That means running around free. 2.4 million more than before Biden took the White House. The plan is for vendors to join ICE's monitoring of migrants through ankle monitors, phone apps, and in-person check-ins. However, the initiative also aims to provide a range of other perks to the non-citizens on the taxpayer's dime. Gee. The program would cost billions and effectively be a welfare program for non-detained migrants awaiting court dates, former ICE Director Tom Homan told the Post. The RRM is just a push by the open border advocates to provide welfare benefits to 6 million people, the former ICE director added. They're going to give legal assistance to illegal aliens at the taxpayer's expense to fight the government. All the combined services amount to a massive giveaway that are going to cost billions of dollars. But we can afford that because Janet Yellen said we can afford to fight two wars, too, without any problem. I know for me, Melody, I got so much money, I don't know what to do with it. I mean, prices are coming down, and I'm just getting sock money away everywhere, aren't you?
I am.
But we can afford it. Oh, my goodness. I don't know how much poor people are going to take. I don't want to see any problems. But somewhere along the line, somebody's going to say, this is enough. This is more than enough. Peter Schiff wrote a pretty good article. I'm going to read part of it real quick here because it really, really, really hits a nail right on the head. Peter Schiff says the unsinkable American consumer is drowning in debt. Yeah. Everything costs more. Everything you buy is a lot more expensive. An economy built on consumer spending isn't something to brag about. And that's very true, isn't that, Melody?
Very true.
If it's all built on spending and consumerism, there's no basis for it. Every time retail sales come in higher than expected, the mainstream media breathlessly reports that this is proof that the American consumer is strong and resilient. In this podcast, Peter Schiff explained that these retail sales numbers aren't a sign of a strong economy. They just reflect America's paying more for less. And what's worse, they're burying themselves in debt to do it. Retail sales were indeed stronger than expected in September, increasing by 0.7%. The expectation was for 0.3% gain. Year-over-year retail sales are up 3.8%. The media hyped the report. CNN said it was a sign that consumers aren't tapping out just yet, but Peter said the report was not actually good news. First, it's important to remember that retail sales data is not inflation adjusted, and that is a good point. Everything costs more. Everything you buy is a lot more expensive. So assuming that you don't buy less, and of course some people are buying less, but if you buy just the same stuff and everything costs a lot more, well, of course retail sales are going to go up. Melly, that's not complicated, is it?
Nope.
Even I can understand that. And you know me, I'm not the brightest bulb in the house. But
yes,
this,
you are.
This doesn't indicate that the economy is thriving, and it doesn't mean Americans are on a spending spree buying more stuff. In many cases, they're buying a lot less. They're just paying more, and they're buying fewer of the things that they want to because they are paying more to buy the things that they need. If you adjust the annual retail sales increase of 3.8% by the CPI, it drops to 0.1%. In other words, almost the entirety of the retail sales increase was due to rising prices. Nevertheless, the raw retail sales data increase impression that Americans are happily spending money, Peter said, you can't necessarily draw that conclusion. I totally agree with that. Of course, economy is going up, volume going up, because prices are going up, for goodness sake. It's just unbelievable. I know I'm talking about me again here, but I bought a little canister of orange juice today, and I bought another person a little container of chocolate milk. Now, I'm talking about little ones. $3.75. I could have bought a full bottle of orange juice for about $4. Yeah, prices are going. I mean, economies, the prices are going up. I mean, it's growing according to numbers. But numbers can lie to you, especially when the people that figure the numbers are liars. Comments, Melody?
No, I mean, it's, that it is what it is. I mean, prices are not coming down. I don't care what the Feds say, if they're coming down. The prices of what we need, what we live on, is not coming down.
And if most people are like me, they're buying a lot less of what they used to just want to have, and just try and get the needs in that they have to have. Are you seeing that in your position too, that you're not buying things you used to buy or spending money in places you used to because you're just trying to keep up with what you got to have?
No.
Well, you're blessed.
No.
Because I'm seeing a very tight budget string.
But you're retired.
I am retired. Well, retired, you know, not retired. But anyway.
Retired. Yeah. You're retired and I'm not. So I'm still working. So it makes a difference when you're
on a.
Yeah. So you can't, you know. So, yeah, I'm a little different. Yeah.
But it still hurts even though you're working because your prices go up also.
It shocks me. It's when I, I do get shocked at some of the prices. I'm thinking, and it's like, what? I'm walking out of the grocery store with this one little bag, and it cost me $50. It's like, are you kidding me? So.
Well, if we were here illegally, we'd be all right.
Yeah, we'd be okay.
But see, that should be the aggravation that really makes people really get fired up about this and the political game we're playing. And I know it's too late to turn this thing around for this country. I know it is. But it doesn't mean I can't speak up and speak my mind. I mean, they're ripping me off. They're ripping my grandchildren off. Ripping off my great-grandsons coming up. They're ripping us off for generations to come. Texas, believe it or not, Texas now is building a barrier between them and New Mexico. Have you seen that?
No, I have not.
Yeah. Texas is erecting a barrier along its border with New Mexico amid an influx of illegal aliens coming through the neighboring state, according to reports. So they're having to rope off their state all the way around, I guess. But Governor Greg Abbott touted efforts to secure the state's domestic frontier with New Mexico after migrants began skirting enforcement along the Rio Grande near El Paso. Our barriers around El Paso have forced migrants crossing illegally to enter into New Mexico. Then they entered into El Paso from there, Governor Abbott wrote on social media this week. To end that, we are building a barrier on the New Mexico border. Boy, that's a shame. You have to put borders up across states to keep people coming in illegally. I mean, how disgraceful is that? After Texas National Guardsmen were spotted putting up razor wire along the Rio Grande last week, Abbott clarified that the barrier was actually being constructed on the state line. This is on the border between Texas and New Mexico, he explained. Migrants are entering New Mexico illegally and crossing into Texas. We are stopping it. Texas continued to roll out projects under Operation Lone Star, including building more permanent border wall, sending illegals and aliens to sanctuary cities across the U.S., liberating state territory from the control of criminal networks. I never really thought about the idea of having to build a barrier between states to keep illegals out.
That is amazing.
It is amazing. It's disgusting. It's gotten so bad that states have to take themselves from other states. Not state against state, but people coming across their borders illegally by coming into other states first.
Well, I got a question for you, though.
Yes. Yes.
Well, why haven't they done this years ago? Why did they sit back all these years and just let them come through? Why are they just doing it now? So they're just as guilty.
Well, they are. But obviously there's a plan. And this has been going on since 1960, Melody. This fell off big time in 1960s with the new immigration laws. And we won't get into all details on that. Don't have time.
Well, right. But I mean, I'm not talking. I'm just talking about in the past 20 years.
Well, yeah, this only increased. They couldn't do it overnight. People would, if they did it back all this back in 1960 and 70s, people would have took up arms and said, this isn't going to happen. So they do it gradually. It's like they did taxes. They didn't start taxing, taking 50% of what you make overnight. It was gradual. They started with 1%. I have a tax form. Let me sign me here. My dad put together in 1953 a one-page form. Show what he made and what he paid. One page. And there wasn't any figures on there, you know, asking questions and to prove the IRS. It showed, he wrote down what he made and what he paid, and that was it. I got it right beside me now. I'm looking right at it. So, yeah, they don't do this overnight. People will not stand for it. Mm-hmm. But this generation doesn't know what the last generation allowed, so they think it's normal. If you don't know, Melody, I used to take a gun with me to school. We could take a gun with us on a school bus or off to school and take the gun in the office, put it in the office until after school, pick it up, go change clothes in the boys. And that's back when boys had their own bathrooms. And we could change our clothes and then go hunting after school. Well, children can't do that today. But the youngins today didn't know that I could do that. So they don't know they lost anything because they don't know what they had. That's how they do with taxation. It comes in gradually, so the next generation doesn't really know they're being turned into slaves because they've done it easily. They did 2% my generation, 2% next year. Next thing you know, they're taking 30-40% of what you make, and no one even thought about it because that's what they were born into.
Yep.
That is so conniving and so slick, but that's how it works. And most people don't stop to think this through. Mel, you know me a lot of years, and I mean this very humbly. I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I do think. I do look back over history. I do understand some things that most people will never understand because they don't take time to look it up in the Bible or anywhere else. You don't just take somebody else's word for it, not even mine. Look for yourself. And if I'm mistaken, show me because I want to know. But they've enslaved us one little bit at a time. When I went to school, we had prayer every morning.
Yep.
We had Bible studies.
Pledge allegiance to the flag.
Yeah, exactly. And they taught us Bible. And now we have them pledge allegiance to the homosexual flag. Something's happened. It didn't happen in a matter of 10 years, a decade or 2 decades. It's taken 50, 60 years to do this. But they've done it. While we were, what Bob the Christ says, while the people were asleep, the enemy sowed tares among the good seed. Well, where the church slipped in America, and people, Americans themselves went to sleep, they've sowed tares among us. And that's why America is in the shape it's in. And I don't mean to get into a sermon here, but the folks just telling the truth. Gradually, creeping incrementalism will eat you alive like cancer. Cancer doesn't go into stage 4 in 2 days. The time it's in stage 4 is too late most of the time. The time you figure it out is way over too late. Well, we're seeing this in America today. The illegals come in here at the rate of, well, according to some figures, as up to 10 million come in under Biden. I don't know if that's true or not. Some say it's 5, some say it's something. But nonetheless, whether it's 1 million or 10 million, it's too many. But he wasn't the first one to do it at all. But we have 30-40 million illegals in this country already over the last couple administrations or more. And who's paying for it? Now, some of them are working, praise God for that, but a lot of them are living off the taxpayer. So, Melody, I'll be quiet because I know getting ready to break, so go ahead.
Yes, we are. Well, give us a call at 1-800-375-4188, and we'll be back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. It's such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on, baby.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on shortwave radio. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul in the last segment of the program for Friday, October 20th. What do you have, Butch? What's next?
Okay. I know that people probably know this, but U.S. diverts ammunition for Ukraine to Israel. Yet another blow to Zelensky. Just ahead of President Biden's Thursday night speech, wherein he made the case for the U.S. keeping up funding for the Ukraine and Israel as it launches the war in Gaza, Axios issued a report detailing that Washington is preparing to divert ammunition meant for Kyiv to the Israelis. The Pentagon plans to send Israel tens of thousands of 155 millimeter artillery shells that had been destined for Ukraine from U.S. emergency stocks several months ago. Three Israeli officials with knowledge of the situation tells Axios. The 155 millimeter artillery shells, which Ukraine has been badly in need of, given Russian artillery supplies have been steady and far superior, will be shipped in coming weeks instead to Israel in order to fill the depleted emergency stocks the U.S. keeps there. So we'll see. What would that mean for Ukraine? I don't know. Yellen says we can fight wars on two fronts. Don't worry about it. May go to three if China steps in. We should really be blessed then. U.S. Navy warship near Yemen intercepts multiple missiles, U.S. Officials say. Now, This is not a direct hit against Gaza or any other, Muslim country. But it's interfering with shot towards Israel. I can, if you're going to defend somebody, I can see that. But I'd be very cautious, U.S., before I started firing missiles against Iran or anybody else that's maybe doing this, because this could lead to something more bigger than we can handle. A U.S. Navy warship operating in the Middle East intercepted multiple projectiles near the coast of Yemen on Thursday. One of the officials said the missiles were fired by Iranian-backed Houthi militants who are engaged in an ongoing conflict in Yemen. Approximately 2 to 3 missiles were intercepted, according to the second official. Later Thursday, Pentagon Press Secretary Brigadier General Pat Ryder confirmed that the USS Kearney shot down 3 land attack missiles, as well as several drones that were launched by the Iran-backed Houthi forces in Yemen. So the war is expanding. It's going to expand. And we can expect, as we supply Israel, other nations will supply Hamas and other Muslim nations. That's just the way it is. And it's, you can expect that. As a matter of fact, Hamas terrorists use weapons from North Korea in their attack on Israel, including assault rifles and rocket-propelled grenades, launchers that were first sold by Kim Jong-un to Iran. So Hamas terrorists use rocket-propelled grenades supplied by North Korea, and the murderous assault on Israel says it has emerged. The Gaza-based terrorists carry shoulder-held F-7 launchers, which are designed to take out armored vehicles as they roam civilian areas in Israel, murdering hundreds of men, women, and children. Weapons used by Hamas and captured by Israel on the battlefield were from Pyongyang, South Korea. South Korean officials and specialists in North Korea arms told the Associated Press. During the brutal Hamas attack on Israel on October 7th, some of the terrorists also used North Korean Type 58 self-loading rifles, which are a variant of the Kalashnikov assault rifle, the expert says. Kim Jong-un's hermit kingdom illegally sold weapons to fund its nuclear weapons program. The F-7s and rifles are believed to have been sold first to Iran and then passed on to Hamas. Pyongyang publicly denied that it had armed Hamas, calling the allegation a groundless and false rumor disseminated by the United States. Well, if you know weapons at all, the AK-47 and the Kalashnikov rifles are Russian-made, or that's where they started. Yes, they're arming that. We face the same thing in Nam. And to be quite honest with you, at the time, they were far superior to M-16s, which we had. AR-15s were an improvement on M-16s, great improvement. But nonetheless, if you watch what Israel's carrying, you'll see American arms in their hands. So why should we be shocked when we see somebody else's arms in the hands of the enemy, who it may be? This shouldn't be a rocket science for anybody to see this. Of course, they're going to get supplies from other people. That's just the way it goes, folks. War, no nation fights a war necessarily alone. They usually have allies or help them some way, like we have been with Ukraine for the last year and a half. What do you think about that, Melody?
I think, you know, I know. I think sometimes they just, you know, write things as they're trying to shock people. But listening to late night news, I've heard several interviews now where they're considering using gas to go into Gaza.
Ooh,
since we're talking.
Yes,
and I'm
yes.
thinking to myself, have you heard that too?
Yes, I have.
That's the only way that they can go into Gaza and do what they want to do. They can't can't go into the tunnels.
Yep.
But I was hearing it more than just for the tunnels. I mean, that's how they would go throughout some of the whole city. And I'm thinking, okay, we ship depleted uranium to Zelensky.
Yes.
Now we're okaying gas. I mean, it's like, it's, I don't know, Butch. It's, well, they have lost it.
They have lost it. And it's intentional.
Yes.
It's intentional. And maybe I don't look at this the right way, Melody, but shouldn't it be a measured amount of retribution? I mean, I'm convinced Israel knew about this attack. This is not a surprise. But if let's just give them the benefit of the doubt.
I agree.
And say it was. Let's say it was a surprise. And they killed, 1,000 or so, 1,200, 1,400, whatever, of Israelites, which is a shame. But when you live on half of Gaza, can you not say, well, now you see what we can do. Do you want to do it again? I mean, to me, that'd be, you see we have the power to destroy you. Don't do this again. If this were a real surprise attack and they want retribution. But they don't want that. They want the territory.
They want the territory.
So.
And I'm not even sure. I don't even know. I mean, do you believe there's that many hostages?
I don't know for sure. I don't believe anything I hear in news hard at all anymore, either side, basically. But it could be, but I don't know. I know they didn't cut heads off babies. That was all made up, just like it was under Khomeini. It was kicking babies out of the incubators. I mean, it's all just it's all made to entertain people and get people angry. But nonetheless, if they did do it, and if this really was a surprise attack, which I know it wasn't, but if it was, I think they did enough damage to show that they can do what they have to do to correct the situation. Why not go ahead and tell them, don't do it again. Next time we won't stop at this. Wouldn't that be a reasonable response, Melody?
Absolutely. I agree. Yes, I mean, here you were having the Saudis ready to make a relationship with Israel.
Yes.
So there was a lot of things that were going on, and I think now if they do that, it's open warfare for the whole area.
No one in the world would expect it if this was a real sudden attack. They wouldn't expect Israel to come back and do nothing. But the response is way over now. And Netanyahu warns of a long war. The Israeli prime minister is preparing for a long war and will fight until it achieves complete victory over its enemies. Okay, which enemies? Just Hamas? Netanyahu announced on Monday during his speech at the opening of the winter season of the National Parliament. This is a time of decisive struggle against those who are trying to destroy us. Our goal is a victory, complete victory over Hamas, eliminating once and for all its power and its threat it poses to Israel.
And they always compare ISIS. They always compare ISIS. Oh, we wiped out ISIS.
Oh, yeah.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. No, there, no,
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 you didn't.
No, you
didn't.
They kicked our butt. Anyway, also a message for Hezbollah. Do not test us in the north. Do not repeat the mistake you once made, because now the price we'll have to pay will be much higher, Netanyahu said, and that both Hezbollah and Hamas are part of the axis of evil. Okay, we'll see. Now to the divisions causing here in the country. San Francisco high schools marched down hallways demanding end of Israel. High school students in several San Francisco Bay Area high schools staged a walkout on Wednesday in solidarity with the Palestinians and with the Hamas terrorist group that attacked Israel on October 7th. Video of the protest shows students chanting, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free," which is a call for destruction of Israel and the genocide of the Jewish population. And I want to say this, folks. Read Revelation chapter 2 and 3. My mind's going to blank. I think verse 4 of both chapters. These are not real Jews. I won't get time to get that right now. But anyway, don't blame the Jews. But anyway, they said some chanted slogans as they demonstrated, vowing to fight for Gaza with their souls and their blood. They marched around the block at the Marina District School, waving flags and carrying banners. Some chanted in Arabic, "With our souls and their blood, we'll bring you back, Gaza." These schools including Lincoln, John O'Connell, Galileo, Balboa, Lowell, Washington, and June Jordan were expected to walk out, as well as some at the City College of San Francisco. So there you go, folks. Division is growing. And it's growing. And EU member states impose internal border checks amid Islamic terrorist threats. So they're going to start making sure who you are to cross borders inside the EU. I can understand that. We'll come to America one day. Could it happen? Of course it could. Of course it could. We have to wait and see. Amelia, this is causing more tyranny across the globe as far as what's going to be done to keep this, try to keep the peace. Slovenia said Thursday will introduce border checks with neighboring Hungary and Croatia, following Italy's decision to do the same with Slovenia because of security concerns due to the violence in the Middle East. This is spreading across the world, Mildred, at a very quick pace. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? So much of it is also all just, there's so much, you don't know what's true anymore.
No, you don't.
I mean, there's so much propaganda on both sides, all sides, coming from everywhere.
I can't express everything that goes through my, you know, my mind and heart and feelings on all these situations. I'm not angry at the Israelites. I'm not angry at the Palestinians. I like to see everybody live their lives without anger and murder, but that isn't going to happen because the powers that run this world, folks, are not going to tolerate that. They want territory. They want power. They're going to get it any way they can. That's all there is to it. And on the good news side, we got a couple minutes left. This is a good story. Good Samaritan returns lost Prada wallet with hundreds of dollars inside. This is in Houston, Texas. Just happened the other day. A Good Samaritan restored faith in humanity by returning a lost Prada wallet containing hundreds of dollars to its grateful owner.
That's all it had, a Prada wallet? That's all it had was a couple hundred dollars?
I said it had several. It had several hundred. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, we'll see.
I'm just being honest.
I understand. I don't know what a Prada means. I know it's expensive, but I don't know what that means. It doesn't mean anything to me, but anyway. The incident occurred on Monday night when the woman, who wishes to remain anonymous, was at a restaurant in Tanglewood picking up dinner for their family. She misplaced her prized Prada wallet, a gift from her husband. The wallet contained substantial sum of cash. It was returned without the owners having the chance to say thanks. She expressed her gratitude by saying, "The news is often inundated with distressing stories of people's misdeeds, but this was a completely unexpected act of kindness. I truly want to convey my thanks, even though I never had the chance to do so." She continued, "When my daughter answered the door, she encountered a stranger I had never met before, who was returning my brand new wallet, a gift from my husband. Had recently been to the bank, had deposited several hundred dollars in it, and to my amazement, everything was intact. The compassionate neighbor, stranger's act was captured on the family doorbell video, but her identity remains a mystery." Now that is beautiful. I mean, I assume that a Prada wallet must be very expensive. I have no idea what they call it.
Very much so.
I'm sure you do. Mm-hmm. Oh, really? But they had money in it. I'm sure the lady probably couldn't afford to throw away. But this young lady, in the picture, it's a young black lady, brought her wallet back full of the money still in it. Now, that is an act of, I don't want to say, kindness beyond words, because that doesn't happen, I don't know, in my mind, very often. But I'm sure this young lady could use the money herself. But in her heart, she did what was right because she knew it was right. That should give us all, folks, there's good people out there. Let's just try to let them know we appreciate them. And give Melody a call at 800-375-4188. If you have grandchildren, do what I did until they all turn 18. Give them a silver dollar every year. Believe me, they'll like that. Melody, go ahead.
Yes, they do. And then they get to appreciate what money really is. And they'll, through their life, will more wisely be, you know, perhaps more savers and stay out of debt. And because they've had a good lesson, a good, you know, they get a better understanding. So, but didn't you ever walk out of a grocery store? Maybe you didn't see something in your cart and take it back. And people are just amazed that you bring it back. I mean, if I do that, I take it back and people are amazed.
Well, it does shock them. It truly, truly does. Yeah. It does.
But we're out of time. We'll be right back. We'll be right back on Monday. So stay tuned. But have a great weekend, folks. Until then, good night and God bless.
Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.